This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Abraham Ellis, thank you. Let's bring in on the phone MSNBC correspondent Eamon Moladine, who is in the process of traveling to Cyprus. Eamon, you said way too early that when the story broke, you couldn't help but to think back to the plane bombing over Egypt in October. Explain why you said that.
Well, since October, when ISIS militants claimed responsibility for downing a Russian Metro jet fighter that killed all 30-plus members on board, Egypt had beefed up security at all of its airports. So if, in fact, today this account of this individual, Saif al-Din Mustafa, did manage to actually bring real explosives onto the plane, this is going to be a major, major setback for Egyptian security at all of its airports. Keep in mind, the airport in Alexandria is an international airport. There are some flights that fly regionally, but still internationally. And so by Egyptian standards, it is supposed to have very tight security at it. This is something the Egyptian Civil Aviation Ministry, as well as Egyptian security, vowed to beef up in the wake of that October attack. Now, again, it's premature to say because we don't know whether he had real explosives, but from the perspective of what has happened in the context of what Egypt is going through with some of the security challenges, with some of the, as we saw, the bombing of that Russian Metro jet, there are going to be a lot of questions as to whether or not this individual did manage to get real explosives. Now, once he's on the plane, and as we understand from the press conference that took place, there was on the Egypt Air flight a security marshal. So there are going to be questions as well as to whether or not that security marshal, when this situation unfolded, was in any position to try to prevent it from happening. Again, a lot of questions, but also a lot of concerns about the security at some of Egypt's airports, Mika.
All right, Eamon Moladine, thank you very much. We'll be following this story throughout the morning.
Well, you know, Saturday night's going to be doing a skit on this, Scott. Can you imagine? I mean, Egypt supposedly has increased and beefed up their security, and somebody walks on with an alleged suicide vest?
Well, thankfully, it turned out that he was just an idiot, not a terrorist.
Exactly. Yeah, some of the headlines have said, you know, I think Fox called him an idiot. I mean, why don't you send him a memo? Tell him there's better ways to get the attention of your ex-wife. I mean, send her some Sherry's berries or something or whatever.
Email,
you know,
something. Hit her with an email.
I mean, putting a suicide vest on. I mean, he's lucky. I mean, maybe the guy, you know, so distraught and heartbroken that he figures, well, you know, maybe the best thing that happened is that somebody put me out of my heartbroken misery, I guess.
At the same time, Egypt Air is lucky on this.
Without a doubt.
If he was more malicious than just taking the plane to get him to Cyprus, this could have been a much, much more...
Was the Club Med nicer over there? Maybe wanted the ex-wife to come down and join them there in Cyprus or whatever. I don't know. I mean, of course we can tease about it, but thank God we can tease about it as opposed to...
Well, that's just it. If he was actually malicious in what he was trying to do, we would be taking a much different approach on this. Mm-hmm. As it turns out, he was just a guy. He was heartbroken over his ex-wife, wanted to get a message to her. And I guess he thought the easiest way to deliver the message was to take a plane.
Boy, it could be a very expensive message, let me tell you. Like I say, you're better off with, Western Union, send flowers, do something. But, do it this way. This is crazy. You've got four kids with her. And meanwhile, you know, you had, I don't know, it's 62, 63 passengers. We get two different manifests here. They're giving us a different number on that Egyptian Airjet. But what a crazy time. I mean, could you imagine being in the situation, being a passenger? I mean, there were 10 Americans included in that manifest. Wow, I mean, that just had to have been just absolutely stressful. But like you say, you know, thank God we can kind of, you know, tease a little bit about it. But you know, very serious, though, for Egypt, who said, hey, look, we're on top of the security. We're going to make sure this doesn't happen again. And then you got this coming up. Well, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email? We want to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation, okay? If we're going to get this country back on track, all hands on deck, get involved. Forget about this political correctness. This is what has hamstrung us and has made way for a lot of crazy stinking thinking, you know, happening around this country. You think, now, I'm in California these days, so I'm on the West Coast, and, I mean, every time I open the paper, I read about some of this stuff that's going on up in Sacramento. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know. How, is it possible, Michael Dougherty, can we do a lobotomy on, you know, some political people?
You know, I think you have to have a lobotomy to be in politics in California.
I mean, you got to check it in. I mean, it's like, I mean, at this point, what are you doing? Are you jumping on a plane and wanting to see your ex-wife, and you're willing to do anything in order to do that? I mean, you know, it's like there's no reason. It's just absolute insanity.
Well, it's and now we've got, I think, American public sensory overload. I mean, we're being bombarded with this group and that group, and they're serious. They're cybersecurity, they're national security, it's religion, it's war, it's and it's just basic corruption. Mm. And the problem is none of it's being resolved. It seems to be getting worse. And so there's such a level of frustration. People have popped, and you've got Trump and you've got Sanders winning three primaries over the weekend with 70% margin.
That's astounding.
Are out
yeah.
of anger and into rage and frustration.
Right. Well, Michael, you bring up a good point. That is that we are on sensory overload. We've been bombarded with all this stuff. And maybe it's just the government's way of, you know, setting us up so that when something happens, they say, look what I told you. We can't handle everything, you know. I mean, in much the same way that what's happened in Europe and Belgium. I mean, you know, you got security people there saying, hey, look, we only got, you know, 1% of GDP is set aside for, you know, security measures and this sort of thing. So you can't expect us to handle everything. We've got, you know, security people here, intelligence people in the United States saying vetting, schmetting, we can't vet. There's no way we're going to vet all these people.
The Obama administration said they couldn't do something, I'd fall off my chair. I might even have to be hauled off the hospital. I'd be in such shock because that's not what they do. They spin it. Mm-hmm. You have an obvious grave error on our side, and they spin it like, no, that's, you're looking at a unicorn, and unicorns exist. I mean, they'll right. say anything, and that's what makes people nuts. And there's a disconnect between what we see come out of, you know, and hear, I mean, versus what comes out of their mouth.
Exactly.
I'd almost find that refreshing. At least we would have a problem to fix. But here we have an administration that says everything's fine in ISIS, and 2 hours later Paris hits. And then he gets defensive and upset with people because they're pointing out that huge dichotomy. And I'm like, oh, you know, could you imagine if he said, I got that one wrong. We have a problem here. Let's all work together to fix it. Holy cow. That'd be awesome.
Well, he's kind of, you know, very slightly almost, but then, you know, he went back to dancing. So, you know, we can't have much of a discussion about any sense of, you know, inequity or incompetence or anything that would lead us to believe the government of everything that the Democrats have been presenting to us, that there's a chink in the armor, right?
No, we have a century-long balloon that's been blown up and blown up. And there's so many government agencies in D.C. that people don't know the exact number. These people are not held accountable. They're putting their job security first. There is no accountability. There's no performance criterion. And what we are seeing is the fiasco that can happen when you build something like that over a century, not even a term. Mm-hmm. It's gotten heightened and worse because we have a pro-Democrat zealot in the White House that pretends that we're not supposed to look behind the wizard's curtain and see all these mistakes when the mistakes are overflowing.
Yeah, you got to throw accountability out the door, and that's what they've been able to do. I mean, look what's going on, you know, with Hillary's emails. It's just nuts. Ladies and gentlemen, our conversation here, we kind of jumped into this right away, but that's the way Michael Torrey and I, that's the way we roll here, so I'm sorry. But, of course, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member at Snoopwall, powerhouse cybersecurity firm, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Federal prosecutors investigating the possible mishandling of classified materials on Hillary Clinton's private email servers begun the process of setting up formal interviews with some of her longtime and closest aides. Is accountability just around the corner here finally, maybe, Michael?
Well, it's not just around the corner because, unfortunately, justice and FBI are so detail-oriented, nothing moves as fast as we like. But you can see it hitting another level, which is the way these investigations go, is, you know, the last person you're going to talk to is the suspect, and you want to get their team separated, and this is a very sophisticated team.
Right.
And you want to have them, you know, answer questions where they don't know the answers given by everyone else, because that's where you see if it's consistent or lies or planned, and you want to get them. And once you know, that opens up so many things, and then you go to Hillary last. And all that is all fine and dandy, except it's Hillary, and it's a presidential race, and it'll still boil down to which way is Loretta Lynch going to go.
Exactly, without a doubt there. And, I mean, what, are they going to leave their presumptive nominee hanging? I don't think so.
No, and then we're going to have another potential explosion because I think there's been a few strategic leaks inside the FBI. I think you will see anarchy and mutiny. People will be – if they think they have it nailed and what she's done is as bad or worse than like Petraeus and they don't indict her because of her position, people are going to lose it.
At this point, Michael, I mean, I'm not the one to jump the gun and be like President Obama, because President Obama said our Constitution and our way of government moves so slow, so that's why he has a pen and a phone and all these executive orders. So we, the people, we don't have the ability to do the executive order and fast track this deal. But even based on the information that we have right now, isn't it worse than Petraeus? I mean, like many times worse?
It boils down to intent and knowledge. If what is reported is true, it is, but the Justice Department has to look at the real case and what she really knew. And that's why giving this server guy that set it up immunity is an important thing.
Right.
And this is why you go surrounding it, because they know what's going to come back. They got the best is going to be representing her. I mean,
right.
Who coined the term? It depends on what the definition of is.
Is. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so, you're talking about cats with 18 lives, and it's great theater. it's scary, the scary movie, but I don't know which way it's going to go. That's part of the suspense. I mean, it's
But I think to your point, Michael, is that people are worn out over this. They're on information overload, and they're, you know, like Bernie, you know, let's get this thing over with. You know, I've had it with these emails. And then he goes, oh, did I say that out loud? I was just thinking that. I didn't mean to say that, you know.
Well, that's how they win, because they numb our brain, and they get us exhausted, and then they take our eye off the ball. And that's the tough part of politics, and they know it. The bad guys know that they can exhaust us.
It's like good news, bad news. Good news is, or the bad news is, we're in a presidential campaign season. And the good news is we're in a presidential campaign season. So she's almost bracketed and covered by that singular event, right?
Baking it into the cake. That's the buzzword. It's baked in the cake already.
Along with all the super delegates. Exactly.
Right.
Michael Dougherty is with us. We got more from Michael on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 14 after the top of the hour right now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
There's more to life. Open my eyes. Someone is needing you, so I gotta make the move. What should I work when different words? Real faith will come through when I make the move.
online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or over, 270 markets across the country, or, you know, on your smartphone, thank you very much, iTunes Radio or CRN, the cable radio network, or, you know, around the world via shortwave, just by all means, just get involved in the conversation. And thanks for being on board here. This is Bill Martinez, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Michael Dougherty continues. Michael, we were just talking about Justice Scalia, and I'm in the middle of reading a book right now. I've got a big interview with this author. He's just done an outstanding job on Scalia, and it's like one of those books that has written itself, because, you know, Scalia, whether, you know, you could just have a tape recorder and just capture, you know, his moments of brilliance. I mean, this guy's unbelievable, and the loss that this country has suffered in losing him. I know that there are people on the other side ideologically are jumping up and down, but, man, I'm telling you, what a loss to the judiciary, what a loss to constitutionalists and to the citizenry of this great country of ours.
Well, he was so grounded and so honest and so comfortable in his own skin that those people that have the complete lack of class to denigrate him right after he passes away, which speaks volumes, also probably wouldn't be so offended by him if they actually would read what he thought and how he practiced. And he said, you know, you can disagree with me and my personal opinions. Mm-hmm. My professional job is to make sure that the judiciary acts as it's supposed to. Go to Congress and have a law passed.
Exactly.
Don't circumvent that. And that was the thing. People don't understand what a big deal that is and how that protects people.
Right.
If you just love it when someone plays bully and cheats for you just because you get your way, you know, you can't forget, or you don't get to whine when the same thing happens when it's against your way. And that's what we're trying to work out here, and have the government work as it's supposed to, not executive orders, I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do, vilifying everyone. That leads to what we have right now, which is one whole bunch of ticked off people in the country, and a really ineffective government. I mean, just a lumbering bureaucracy, which can move us over into this Apple FBI thing. I mean, it's just, you know, it looks like Israel's bailing us.
Yeah, and I want to get into that a little bit more, but I want to finish out the thought with Justice Scalia and where we are right now. The president has been, you know, he's part of the microwave generation. You know, we talk about people standing in front of a microwave and yelling, hurry up, it's just not moving fast enough. And it is, you know, it's all about timing. And the message the president brings is that, look, the Constitution is dynamic. It's a living, breathing document, and it needs to be adjusted according to societal mores at a time based on what, you know, he may think, in his case many times, and what the judges may think could be the case. And then we start getting into activism. And this is what Scalia, you know, called the court on, is that, look, you know, like you said, you know, we're here to interpret the law. If there's nothing there, we just can't manufacture something, although Justice Roberts managed to do that to save Obamacare a couple times, didn't he?
Well, and this is the fundamental issue. When you don't know who your country is or what it's based on, and you get a politician that will say anything and look good doing it, it's a recipe for disaster, because you don't get that your rights are going away slowly.
Exactly.
Not overnight. It's little by little. And then you wake up one day and your kids are toast and their lives are toast and they don't have jobs and they don't have rights and they can be oppressed easily. I mean, it's terrible. And that's what happens when we don't understand a constitution, because you can't call the president out on that type of sales talk right when he does it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds pretty. It sounds legitimate. It's BS.
Yeah. Well, especially when you've got a media that's giving him in-kind support. I mean, the media has turned into a PR firm for him. And
because they're the same people that don't understand it either.
Yeah.
You know, they all think that they are doing the right thing, and that's just some big impediment. And they use fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And
right.
They vilify those that disagree. And you got to put your foot down, because that'll be you eventually one day. You know, and that tool being successful, even if you agree this time, is a tool that can't be used.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, here we are. Michael, do you ever think in your lifetime that we'd be having a democratic socialist on the ticket of one of the, you know, two major parties, you know, and the following that he has? I mean, to your point, people do not understand what's going on. You got a lot of these kids, and you ask them, what's a democratic socialist? I mean, you ask the chair of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, what the difference is. You ask the potential standard bearer what it is, and you hear crickets. They have no clue. But all you hear is Bernie out there, you know, selling the world, selling, you know, everything. I mean, you know, the way he talks, it's like he is on steroids beyond this president who's got us to $19 trillion like that's some sort of hi-fi accomplishment. You know, come on, give me a break here. And Bernie's out there selling us out, our grandkids, and you got all these young people, you know, lining up like the Pied Piper, you know, and just following the Pied Piper here.
Well, it's really terrifying because when you disagree with them, they resort to violence or they resort to cyber harassment and stalking mm-hmm. and crazy behavior. And it's like, wow, who taught this generation how to disagree? Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it that with your self-righteous attitude that you think you're right and that gives you the right to beat up who you disagree with? I mean, it's just it's crazy anarchy mm-hmm. and it's really scary because they're so freaked out. And they're and so attacked. They attacked a professor who's been enforcing gay rights for 50 years. Fighting for gay rights mm-hmm. for 50 years. How ironic is it these leftist kids eat their own? I mean, yes. It sounds like the Republicans, but they're eating their own on the other side as well.
Everybody's getting hungry around here. I don't know. It's crazy.
That's right.
Well, Michael, let's talk. Let's shift gears. We touched on it just a moment. I want to talk to you about the Apple thing. Thank God, Israel, huh?
Well, what I love about this is free enterprise, get out of the way, let human beings use their full brain capacity. You know, the government is, when has the government produced anything? It's not the government's role. Oh, I'm going to hire you to be a genius. I mean, it doesn't work. And so here we have Apple and we get, and basically the FBI just went like that Gilda Radner character saying, never mind, because they went to, Israel has got so many, really sharp people working in medicine and technology because they're unfettered. They're not politicized. And everyone's on message in Israel because everyone knows the tail's on the line. There's nothing like an imminent, huge enemy all around you to line everybody up. Mm. And so you see an efficiency and a speed and an ability to defend that is pretty inspirational. And you have to learn about that because it's lean. You know,
well, and the tough thing is we're going to have this debate. It's going to continue. And that is how, you know, and you brought this up earlier, is that do we open the door to where we compromise our privacy, or is it something that we have to accept in this 21st century with this new, you know, cybersecurity, you know, the kind of, operations that are taking place, especially when it comes to terrorists? Yeah, because we've got to be careful that we don't, throw the baby out with the bathwater, that we're still mindful of the dynamic tension. As you say, you know, we can create laws to say, okay, here's the reason and the exceptions that come into play that allows us to be able to, you know, hack a phone and get this information, whether it's an Apple or a Samsung or whatever, you know.
Well, and the things what we have to be able to get here is it's never going to be perfect. I mean, it is a mixed stew. And I use analogy all the time because, like, you can't go into a stew and just pick out the peas. And that's what's happened with the Internet. It's mixed it all together. And unfortunately, privacy will be compromised and so will security sometimes. And quite frankly, when we're at war in the 20th century, civil rights went to the back. Mm-hmm. And the problem now is we're at war all the time and peacetime all the time. And that's the problem. It used to be very black and white. It's not anymore. We are at war. We are at peace all at the same time. And so we have to be more active in our government to make sure we elect people that aren't going to manipulate and exploit us for their own ends. They're not
exactly
going to tell us all this hyperbole and then stab us in the back.
Well, Michael, we're out of time. Michael Dougherty, author of the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael Dougherty on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds.
I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Lord, can you tell me? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me? I just gotta know how far.
How far is
it? Yeah, I just gotta know how far.
You know, that's one thing about Samantha Mills, the Good News Girl being close to us, Scott, is that, you know, whenever she's around, you know, she's one of, you know, God's special angels, you know, and so it just reminds us that heaven, it really isn't that far away. You know that, Scott?
I've heard that before.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's like that. What does that one guy say to that girl? Says, "Oh, did it hurt when you fell? when you fell from heaven, did it hurt when you hit the ground?" You know. So anyway, hey, the Good News Girl's here. We got to have fun with her. She is just, as you can tell, she's absolutely precious, and we love having her here with us to update us on all these great viral videos that, you know, gives us a break, Scott, from all this seriousness, all this political stuff, and, you know, whether you got the burn or not. But, hey, let's have the burn for a good reason. Why not? Samantha Mills, the Good News Girl. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. If you've got something to contribute, she loves to hear from you. You can drop her an email and say, "Hey, Sam, I want to nominate this one here," or "Hey, I think this would be a good addition to, you know, one of the shows coming up." And you're always happy to hear from them, aren't you, Sam?
Oh, I love hearing from them. So any kind of story, you know, you don't have to see it in the news. It can be your own story. I would love to hear it. And maybe we can get it to be a trending topic ourselves. So
exactly.
Really great.
And the email that they should send it to is?
Sam's Corner.bml, like Bill Martinez Live, at gmail.com.
Well, there it is. That easy.
And,
Hey, this first story is quite interesting in light of, you know, we always hear about college students, you know, and understandably, you know, complaining about the price of tuition. In fact, there was a deal the other day here recently where there was a college student, and they asked him, well, why are you voting, you know, for Bernie Sanders? Well, I get free tuition. You know, I got two more years of college left. I get free tuition. I'm going to sell my vote for free tuition. Why not? I mean, he's like, hello, I don't think he's going to be able to deliver on your free tuition, but okay, if you want to give away your vote, that's fine. You know, it's up to you. But go figure. But that's what it's all about. But here, you know, quite the opposite. You got these kids, college kids, that figure, hey, look, we're going to go on a fast food diet here of microwave pizza, and we're going to skip parties and take our Starbucks money, and we're going to put it in the jar here. And we're going to pay off our grandparents' mortgage, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is actually Stephen Dark. It's just one gentleman. He's a Houston native.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he's going to be nominated for Grandson of the Year after this. I mean, these people have to be so proud. He's also a college student, of course, and he's the founder of a nonprofit, Caring Heart Youth. And he actually spent the past few years, he's 24 years old, he spent the past 6 years not going out with his friends, not going to parties, and eating microwave pizza because he promised God in second grade that he would pay off his grandparents' mortgage when he got
older. From second grade he makes this promise?
In second grade, and he said it was a promise he would never break. And he hated the thought of them going to work at night. You know, he said they would still have 4 years of left paying off their house if he hadn't done this, and he wrote them a check for $15,000, and not just that, he paid off their house and sent them to the Bahamas.
Wow, so party on.
Never be, I know.
That's
one of those things would be amazing. But they got, you know, so they got to retire early, and they got to take a trip. And I think the biggest gift is realizing what a great job they did taking care of him and raising him. I mean, what a spectacular young guy, making that promise in second grade and never... You know, it was just like not even a question in his mind. He would not go out with his friends. He did not want his grandparents to keep on having to go to work at night. He said it wasn't right, and he wouldn't let them do it anymore. So,
well, once again, proving it's better to give than receive, right? I mean, what a blessing. And
and he's so excited to give it.
Yeah. Well, so and of course, the grandparents, like you said, you know, they raised him, and they'd been giving, you know, and this young man at 2 years old was able to have the comprehension to appreciate what his grandparents were doing for him. I mean, what a unique individual, special man. You want to follow this guy, you know his career is going to be incredible.
That's what I was thinking, absolutely. Yeah,
without a doubt. Hey, what about, you know, I heard about this story as well, that scientists have grown a beating heart in a laboratory using stem cells. Wow.
Okay, so they're actually using adult human skin cells to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's about 4,000 Americans waiting for heart transplants, and only 2,500 will actually receive heart transplants in the next year. So there's a major shortage here.
Yeah.
And scientists are trying to do something to combat that. Well, these scientists, there's a group of scientists from Harvard and Massachusetts General Hospital, and they got together, and what they did was they took 73 hearts that were deemed not suitable for transplant, mm-hmm. and they put them in a detergent so that it would strip them of the different cells that would cause them to self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
And they took these human skin cells and changed them into cells that would, you know, they had those cells that would change into any type of cell. And they worked on it for 2 weeks, they put it in an environment similar to that of a human body, and then they gave it a little electric zap and got it to be. So they're nowhere near, you know, the growing a whole human heart in the lab, but this is the closest they've ever come, and this could really change the game for people who need a heart transplant because you're using adult skin cells, and, you know, you don't have that risk of rejection if it's your skin cell, or, you know, if it's your cells that are in there, so it's just, it just changes everything, and that's so exciting.
Well, you imagine, what a job to have, huh? What do you do for a living? Well, I grow hearts.
I know, what an amazing job, and, you know, this especially struck close to home, because my fiancé, he wants to be a cardiologist, so when I was telling him about this, he was so excited, so, you know,
well,
I hope they keep up the good work.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, I love this story about a nap time photo of these two two kids, different races, right. Which is just so sweet that it's just taken off, huh?
Oh, it just looking at the photo, no explanation needed. It will touch your heart. It's a little blonde girl and a little black girl, and they're holding hands, and they're obviously best friends. And Presbyterian Day School in Clarksdale, Mississippi, they took a picture of it, and it absolutely took off right away. And they put a quote with the picture that was equally moving, and it's from the Bible. And they said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." And, you know, the thing that I think, like, a lot of the comments when you were seeing people's feedback, it was just like, that is just honest love right there. Children don't see the color of the skin. And I think a lot of people have gotten past that these days, more than we would be led to believe. But, you know, these girls love each other. They don't care they don't care about anything except who that other friend is. And it's just really striking me forward during these times.
Just absolutely precious photo. I mean, and if it doesn't, I mean, forget about black lives, white lives, all lives matter. I mean, it's just, you see something like that, the purity of two kids that know nothing of prejudice, and they just know about love and friendship just being natural. And, you know, it reminds me of when, you know, Jesus said, the way to enter the kingdom of heaven is with a child's heart. I'm paraphrasing here. As a child, there's just something pure and precious about children before we get older and, you know, we get all these prejudicial things. And like you say, these things enter into society and life that we question and wonder, you know, is it really all that meaningful? But what a great picture. Bless yourself, ladies and gentlemen, and go and check that out. Now, a woman pulls up, but we got about 40 seconds here. A woman pulls up in a coffee stand in tears, and here's how the baristas responded. What do they do?
Okay, so Vancouver, Washington, the Dutch brothers found out a woman had lost her 37-year-old husband the night before. So they stopped everything. It was unexpected. They stopped everything, and they prayed with that woman for a few minutes, and they made sure that she felt comforted. And they said anytime she needs something, they were there for her and wanted her to have a better day. So what special baristas to go to at a coffee stand?
Yeah.
Take your time to do that.
Boy, those times, you know, it's like it reminds you of a word aptly spoken, and maybe it's a hug or a smile. Go and do something aptly. It's 19 before the top of the hour. Samantha Mills, the Good News Girl. Thank you, Sam.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
We'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
This Easter.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I think we get the message now, right? Okay. Yeah, you can join us online, your smartphone, anywhere. You've got a connection with the internet as well. We're just all over the place in over 270 markets additionally around this country, coming to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 noon. So thanks for stopping in. Last night I had a chance. I'm really excited to talk with our next guest because had a chance to view a documentary on the Tuskegee. I don't know why all of a sudden Tuskegee Airmen's 75th anniversary. It was really, really touching and interesting because it took you back 75 years when this special Air Force of black Americans, you know, served our country. And they did it, you know, against odds and against, you know, a sentiment and you know, report that came out in 1925 saying, you know, blacks were just incompetent. They're unathletic and, you know, they just didn't have the intelligence or the moxie to fly airplanes. But, you know, again, it just goes to remind us that, you know, we have to live on purpose and we know what's inside of us. And to me, I think that's one of the biggest frustrations that people have in America today is they know they should be doing better and to be true to themselves. They've got to be doing something that right now where this country is, we're just not affording the ability to, for them anyway, and, you know, for them to exercise their dream and their passion. In this case, you had airmen, you had young black men that, regardless of the odds, stayed true to themselves and were able to do incredible things. Brian Williams is with us. He's the executive producer and partner in Brighton Entertainment, LLC. It's a multifaceted video production company located in Augusta, Georgia. And Brighton's entertainment services range from commercials, music videos, concert documentaries, live events, graphic design, 3D animation, all the usual stuff. And he is the executive producer of, in their own words, the Tuskegee Airmen. Brian Williams, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you so much, Bill. I'm doing great.
Hey, what a great story. I mean, to be able to, of course, you know, here a couple of years ago, we had the movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. and, and giving us, but you took it deeper by being able to talk with the Tuskegee Airmen, those that are surviving, they're still alive today.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey, and I heard your opening, and you hit it right on the head, Bill. It really is about hope. It's about inspiration. And that's what the airmen, their story is all about, determination. You know, get up and do something. Do the best that you can. And it's just been a pleasure. When we started off filming in 2007, and we interviewed 16 Tuskegee Airmen, and they changed our lives. They really let us know what it is to be men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you got to go back in 75 years and consider the sentiment of the country. You know, we were still dealing with civil rights, all this confusion and everything.
Right.
And then meanwhile, you've got these black men that have volunteered, said, look, I'm in. You know, I want to serve the country. And I know that I'm capable of being able to fly airplanes. Now, you also have to understand, you know, the War Department going, look, this is a lot of money. And we're going to put these people that we got this report saying, you know, blacks right across the border are incompetent.
Right.
I mean, we're gonna go against the wave here, and of course these men, as was noted in the movie a couple of years ago, served brilliantly and with honor and just extraordinarily what they were able to accomplish.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up Red Tails. George Lucas got a copy of an early copy of the documentary, and they would actually watch it every night in Prague, Czechoslovakia, where they were filming, to inspire the actors. Because one of the things that the documentary has been given credit, and really it's because of the men themselves, nothing we did, their character. I mean, these guys are not bitter. They really understand their role in history. They were 20 years before Martin Luther King. I mean, you know, these guys were the precursor to the civil rights movement. I'd like to tell you one quick story. One of the guys in the documentary, Lee Archer, who is considered the only ace of the Tuskegee Airmen, his father was a Harlem Hellfighter in World War One, and he fought in Europe.
Wow.
Couldn't even fight with the Americans. So his father begged him not to join the Army. He said, do not do it. You're not going to change a thing. It's not going to matter at all. And he said, I broke my father's heart when I left him there in New York, and I went and joined the military. And he said, and when I got there, I wondered, oh, my goodness, did I make a mistake? He said, but the crowning achievement in my life is living. My father lived long enough to see the beginnings of the civil rights. And he said, son, you did this.
Wow.
So that in a nutshell, I mean, that's what you get. These men are heroes.
Well, you know, and this is, you know, I talk about this, Brian, is that, you know, not one person is the recipe. It's a lot of people contributing to the recipe of, you know, the civil rights movement. Even where we are today, you know, we're not where we want to be. We're still frustrated by, you know, the lack of it. But yet there is brilliance along the way that you're seeing. You're going, okay, in the midst of all this fatherlessness and the abortions going on and how many, you know, black babies have been murdered in our country, I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. But in the midst of all that, you know, you go back 75 years and you start to see the roots of this change, and that's what we need to promote. And I cannot thank you enough for this documentary, because I think this is all part of the catalyst that's needed to get us beyond this deal to where, you know, the total human potential of humanity, forget about America, I mean, just the world in itself. I mean, there are many great things for us to be able to accomplish if we can get behind, you know, get beyond, you know, this, you know, this unrest and this unfairness, and, you know, and I think a lot of it grows out of the fact that people just want to go out and be productive, you know.
Amen.
Let them go do that, you know.
You're right. We're a Christian company, and that's not to offend anyone who's listening. Yeah. But look, what that's all about is inspiration and faith, and just looking out for your fellow man. And the airmen insisted on having, there's a segment in the documentary you probably saw about Colonel Noel Parrish, who was a white officer who wanted to train these guys. And the airmen wanted it made very plainly that, made it clear, the fact that we're all in this together. If not for everyone joining together, this does not happen. This experiment, like, you know, today is actually 75 years ago, Eleanor Roosevelt flew with young Alfred Anderson out of Tuskegee.
What a great story that was when you say, I had not heard that story before.
Yeah.
And I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you got to imagine this. Here's the First Lady of the United States. you know, blacks aren't supposed to fly. It's all, you know, again, this report I'm talking about, this report that was put out by the Department of Defense in 1925, saying blacks just, you know, forget it. They're going to, you know, they can't fly. They're uncoordinated. They just don't have the aptitude and acumen. And she goes there, and she gets on a plane. I imagine the first lady, the security detail and everything had to be going nuts. And they tell this one black airman, look at, just go down. And who was the black airman that flew her?
It was Alfred Anderson.
Yeah. Alfred Anderson, right. So you just, hey, all we're going to do is just a nice little easy roll. We're just going to give her a little ride. And then she decides in there, she goes, hey, can we go to Alabama an hour away? I mean, oh, my gosh. What an incredible story.
I think the audience will love the fact when you see that, they say that when they landed, the Secret Service were in the president of Tuskegee's office saying, trying to figure out which one was going to call President Roosevelt and tell him his wife had just went off with a colored fellow. Which is very, very funny the way that they tell the story.
Well, yeah, well, it had to be. I mean, you know, because what are you going to do? I mean, not to mention the fact that, you know, here it is. You're in charge of the first. I lost the first lady. She's in a plane. We have no idea. I mean, and how are they tracking her? I mean, it's not like she's got her GPS phone that they know where she's going. Oh my gosh. Well, we have to laugh at ourselves because of the seriousness of. And some of this is no doubt whatsoever. But you know, that's the thing when truth, you know, can hit against stubbornness sometimes. You know, you can get upset or you can kind of laugh about our own, you know, our own pride and over-seriousness right. about things, you know. But I was just so blessed by these interviews and to hear the genuineness of these people. And as I mentioned to you, Brian, it's such a gift because you see people realizing their human potential. And even then, this is in the midst. I mean, it wasn't easy for them. It wasn't like they got some sort of scholarship and all doors were opened up. I mean, they had to fight every step of the way, didn't they?
And many of them joined. They weren't drafted, and they're very proud of the fact that they joined. I asked probably three or four of the airmen during the process, and I thought I had a good question. I said, why in the world would you fight for a country that didn't even consider you human?
Yeah.
And their response floored me. They said, well, it was our country too.
Yes.
And how in the world you can believe that when everything tells you it's not, that's an American. I mean, that's, boy, you're talking about a man and an American. And it really inspired us so much and to be able to tell the story. And my father, I grew up in the South, and my father grew up on a farm, and he grew up in very, very, very rough South. And he watched the documentary with me, and he was crying so hard he couldn't talk. And he said, I never knew. He said, I just never knew. But it's not about, you know, dwelling in the past. That's the great thing about it. The documentary takes us into the future. Look, we're going forward, and we can all go forward together. And I like what you were saying earlier, accountability. Be accountable. Do what you can. Do the best that you can do. I'll say one last thing. Lee Archer, the same airman, he told us never let anyone tell you what you can't do till you figure out you can't do it. And what you'll figure out is there's nothing you can't do if you just work hard enough.
Boy, you could put that on a T-shirt, huh? And now the documentary is being released in select U.S. movies today, as a matter of fact, right?
175 cities across the country, 207 theaters, and it's a Fathom event, F-A-T-H-O-M, Fathom event, if you look that up, Tuskegee Airmen. Please go see it, and not for us. Go see it because it's going to inspire you.
Without a doubt. Brian Williams, executive producer of the 75th anniversary, in their own words, the Tuskegee Airmen. Thank you, Brian.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.